Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And I had a movie picked out already that I was going to watch, but I decided to watch Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo instead. In honor, for those who don't know, Shabadoo, the light-skinned brother in that one, the two-team tagged him, Shabadoo and Turbo Shabadoo. He died at 65, so had some fond memories of that time in my life. I was, what, like 9 years old, or 9 or 8 or something like that when that movie came out. So I decided to watch it again in honor of him. And, yeah, it was a good movie. good movie considering, put it that way. It was a good movie considering. I'm not saying it was a good movie, but for nostalgia purposes and for what it meant, it was a good movie to me. So, I'm not going to bore you guys with a break-in review that came out in 84, I think it was, and show my age here. Instead, I figured I'm going to get another movie off my most disturbing list. And actually, this is one I saw before, but they said not the regular version, but the unedited version, or not rated version, is the one that they were talking about. So the movie I'm going to talk about today is Human Centipede 2, full sequence. Now, I remember a little bit of the backstory of this one. I know he intended to make a trilogy, which he ultimately did. And on the second one, they actually had to change it to black and white just to get it to an R rating, to get it past the censor people and the ratings people. So when I heard that, I was like, whoa, okay, what's this going to be? Now, if you haven't seen the first one, let me back up here. If you haven't seen the first one, you know, the human centipede are people attached. Their mouths are literally attached to the person's butt in front of them to kind of make a line in a complete, I don't even know how to say it, a complete digestive system, I'll put it that way. And a quick rundown of that movie, two girls get stranded in the middle of nowhere, they go to this house, they get drugged, this guy makes a human centipede out of three people, some sort of experiment, and spoiler free, but the movie actually has an ending. I mean, there wasn't much of a cliffhanger or anything like that, and there was no need for a second movie. Then I saw the second movie, and it was actually kind of creative the way he did it. And the second movie is about this guy who seems to be somewhat mentally challenged. Well, he doesn't seem to be mentally challenged. He is mentally challenged. And he's watching the first movie over and over again. He's completely obsessed with this movie. And he actually has a plan where he kind of wants to make a human centipede of his own, just like the movie, but on a larger scale. He lives with his emotionally abusive mother, who blames him for putting his father in jail for molesting him. And he's in counseling with the, you know, a counselor who's also molesting him, which is, you know, like I said, anyway, it's just crazy, that situation. So he spends his days working at this garage and watching the movie. And then he finally decides to enact his plans. So he starts kidnapping people from the garage. You know, he picks his spots, kidnapping some people, which includes a pregnant woman, a very, very pregnant woman. More on that later. he kidnaps a total of 11 people, but he has one more victim. And it's the star, one of the stars, one of the girls from the movie, the first movie, and he kind of tricks her to come to the warehouse pretending to be some kind of talent agent for Quentin Tarantino or something like that, I believe. And, yeah, she's going to be the front of this 12-person human centipede that he made. So, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. So, why is this disturbing if you haven't had the visuals yet? Let me give you a few more visuals here. And this is going to contain some spoilers, but it's not really going to affect your overall enjoyment of this. And I put enjoyment in air quotes. Yeah, describing these things won't replace you actually seeing it for yourself. So if you're really curious, don't let my descriptions deter you from checking it out. Now, what I want to focus on is like the differences or the major differences between the uncut and the theatrical release. And primarily what they did were there were some extended scenes and close-ups of the actual procedure. Like, you know, pliers pulling out teeth, hammers knocking out teeth, close-ups of lips being sewn on to the butt, and he using the scalpels to cut knees open and cut the tendons, and, you know, doing, you know, cutting holes in cutting holes in the butt area so it could fit the mouth. It's just really nasty and kind of gross the way he does this procedure, because he's not medically trained, so he's just doing all this stuff off the fly what he thinks is a good idea. Now, all these scenes in the uncut version are unflinching. I mean, they're like right up there, and there's no restraint shown. You just see everything, and they show it. Now, he injects the human centipede, once it gets it constructed, with laxatives, because he wants to see the whole digestive system work. Yeah, so there's a whole lot more of that in the uncut version. And how should I say this? Yeah, the whole, we all know what happens when you, you know, take laxatives, so we get to see all of that happen with this human centipede, which is again pretty gross and disgusting. Yeah, so far it's pretty much the same movie, but you know, with some extra stuff here and there. So I'm like, well, okay. But then there was a scene that really takes it over the top, and all the other stuff I told you about before is bad enough, right? Now, at one point, he becomes sexually aroused by this human centipede thing and decides he's going to rape the end of the centipede. But before he's going to rape, you know, the person at the end of the centipede, he decides to wrap his genitals in barbed wire. And, yeah. They show you this, and they show you a whole lot more than I thought they were going to show. So, yeah, this was some pretty disturbing stuff. And to top that off, the pregnant lady, she gets away, breaks free, and she's going into labor as she's breaking free. Now, she gets into this car, and as she's trying to start the car, she pushes, and the baby actually flies out onto the floorboards of the car, and the baby's head lands near the gas pedal. Now, I'm going to leave that right there. I'm not going to say any more. I will just say she does get away, and I will also say she doesn't stop to move the baby. Yeah, so I'm going to leave that, let you imagine that in your head. yeah, so was it disturbing, and did it deserve to actually be on this most disturbing list? And yes, definitely, that's a yes. It is pretty disturbing. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being really disturbing, I would put the theatrical cut at a 3, and then the uncut at a 4, just off of those two extra scenes alone. My descriptions don't do it real justice. Trust me, there is a whole lot more that I didn't talk about, a whole lot more descriptive things that I've could have said that I left out. And yeah, like the whole last 15 minutes of this movie kind of had my face frowned up in that permanent stank face, like, ew, that's gross. So the last 15 minutes is like, whoa. But anyway, and this is probably, I would imagine, the kind of sweet spot that the director, his name is Tom Six. I think that's kind of what he was going for, the second movie. The story was disturbing, and he came up with a creative way to do the sequel. And when the other one already had, like I said, a closing to it, this was, like I said, kind of cool the way he made this out. So this was not a terrible movie story-wise for this type of movie. Most people won't get beyond the whole setup and the whole disturbing content of it. But, you know, if you look beyond that, I mean, the story isn't horrible, like I said, for, you know, this type of horror movie. Now, if you're wondering what happened about with the third movie, don't bother watching that one at all. In that one, he just went for complete shock without any substance. There's a whole prison worth of centipede, and that's just silly. There's rape in that one. There's all kinds of genital stuff. Let me give you one descriptive thing. Clitoris candy. And I'm not going to say any more about that scene or describe that anymore. Just have that in your head. I mean, he just put in every disgusting idea he could think of. So not only was the story bad, the acting was terrible, but all that shock value piled on top of it just killed it, because he showed no restraint. He didn't take anything out of it. So by the time we get to this 500-person, yes, you heard me, 500-person centipede that they were building, with a twist, spoiler free, I won't tell you what the twist was, so they didn't just build a regular centipede. But anyway, you're totally desensitized by the time you get to the whole centipede part. And, you know, it just feels like they just threw everything in and was hoping to get a reaction. And I kind of just yawned at that one. I was like, oh, okay, you're just trying to be gross to be gross. There's nothing here. So the first one was decent. I thought 2 was a little bit better, a little bit more creative, but only watch that uncut version if you're really daring, and some of it will be a little bit much for a lot of people, just based on those two scenes I told you about. But yeah, if you're going to watch one of these, you really don't even have to watch any of them in any particular order. I mean, they're pretty self-explanatory. Personally, I would watch the first one if you really don't want to be super grossed out. If you want to push yourself, the second one is probably the best in the series. And watch the theatrical cut. If you really want to go all the way there and get the full experience, this uncut version, yeah, you're going to get that. And I would totally ignore the third one. But anyway, so yeah, so on my list of disturbing movies, we got another one that was, yeah, pretty disturbing, and I'm going to continue doing my lists, of course, as I stated. But with that being said, I'm going to close this one out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence, and I thank you very much for tuning in. As I always say, thank you for the support. Spotify, Google Music, podcast. I'm up on all the streaming platforms pretty much. Find me there. Also on Facebook, there is a companion page where I post all the reviews and stuff from my episodes that I put up there. Yeah, I know I've been teasing a format change and some additional content, things of that nature. And it is coming. I have decided what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. It's just a matter of getting it executed, and there are only so many hours in the day, so I will let you know when it gets closer to time for things to switch up a little bit. And yeah, anyway, I'm rambling now. I will be back again with actually a real movie review, but I kind of just want to get this one out there. I kind of yeah, hadn't touched the list in a while. Kind of wanted to do one. Felt like doing a discussion type piece. But anyway, thank you once again. I do appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.